Hey guys, due to technical issues, basically I don't know how to use my own software, please enjoy this replay of episode 2 of You Are Worth the Work, where I talk about why it's 100% okay to be a scaredy cat. And in a couple weeks, I'll tell you the whole story about how I am completely inept using my new software. Take a listen.
Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I will have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'll have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for joining me today. I am so glad that you are here. Okay, I know you may have seen the title of this episode, which is It's Okay to Be a Scaredy Cat. And you're like, Kim, what are you talking about? Why is it okay to be scared? So I'm going to tell you a story about why it's all good to be a scaredy cat and how you can still do the things that you were created, the things that you were set on this earth to do while being a scaredy cat. It's all good. Okay, so yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, I was talking to my crew, my Team We Made It crew, and they are my business partners, my friends. They're like family. We share things. And so there was a webinar that we all received access to, and it's on my to-do list. I haven't listened to it yet. Don't judge me, but some of them have. So they were sharing kind of takeaways. And one of the things that stuck with me and that keeps being a recurring theme in my life was to do it messy. It, whatever it is, do it messy. And I know, perfectionists, clutch your pearls now. I get it. You're like, but it's not ready. Okay, so. But it's not perfect. Okay, so. And that is the thing, you guys, that keeps us normally from really achieving our goals. We think that things have to be perfect. We think that things have to be, you know, ready to go with a bow on it, with a big bow, a curly bow. You know, the ones that you do with the scissors, the ones I can't do at Christmas time. You think that it's supposed to be that, when in fact, it doesn't have to be. It can be, but it doesn't have to be right now. So why do we do it messy? And another way to think about this is just to do it anyway, you know, not to not prepare, right? That's a whole other issue. To not be prepared for something. And when I say prepared, again, I don't mean that it has a shiny bow on top and it's ready. You know, it's all the way 100% ready. What I'm saying is we've got to make sure that we're not using perfectionism as a crutch to be scared, right? See, there's the scaredy cat thing I was telling you guys about. So why do we do this messy? One of the things, and this is one of mine, otherwise, you won't do it at all, right? So if you don't do it messy, if you just don't take that very first step, no matter how small it is, you won't do that thing at all, at all. Analysis paralysis is a real life thing, you guys. And so what we'll do is we'll do all the research, and then we'll compile all the notes, and then we'll highlight the notes, and then we'll compare our highlighted notes and put them in a Word document, or maybe we put them in a spreadsheet, or maybe we put them in a PowerPoint, when in fact, all we really should be doing is applying that thing, applying the things that we have learned, or the things that, you know, that we're ready to do. So another reason is when we try to make it perfect, a little piece of you kind of gets away, right? A little piece of us kind of washes away. And I truly believe that our quirks, the things that make us kind of weird, they also make us magical. And they're us. So why do we want to scrub that away? Why do we want to wash that away in the name of being perfect? Why? It gets down to the reasons of why we're scared, right? One of the reasons could be we're scared of being inadequate. We're scared of what people think. We're scared that nobody will listen to what we have to say, if it's something that you're trying to say. You're worried that if you write that book, nobody's going to buy it. You're worried that you're going to fail, right? You're going to do this big grand thing. You have this amazing idea and it's going to flop. Or you have this big, great, amazing idea and it succeeds. And then what do? Right? So these are some of the reasons why we're scared. And there's some of the reasons why we end up with this analysis paralysis, and it has nothing to do with the highlighters or the research or the spreadsheet or any of that stuff. We're just scared of what the future looks like because it's unknown. When in fact, we should just take the step and do the thing and see what happens, right? Okay, so now that we've figured out why it's okay to be a scaredy cat and why we're a scaredy cat, let's figure out what we're gonna do to push past that, right? So the first thing I'll say is take the first step, even if it's a tiny step, even if it's telling a couple of people around you what you're interested in doing. Like, get yourself a crew that believes in you. If you don't think you know enough, seek that knowledge, but don't let it stop you from taking the first step. Sometimes we think that we have to search for our purpose and it has to fall into our lap and the stars have to align, when in fact, the universe or God or whatever you believe in that moves the earth, they're waiting on you to take that very first step. And then things will start happening. When you see that you're making moves, when you see that you're doing things that move you towards what you're passionate about. And it doesn't have to be the ultimate thing you're passionate about, because you can be passionate about more than one thing. If you just start taking that step and go all in on that thing, you'll see things happen. You'll see positive things change. You'll see that the stars or whatever will align in your favor. So just do the things. If you mess up, you'll learn. If you do great, keep going. Don't overanalyze it, right? You are supposed to assess, look back, see what's working, see what's not, but don't let that stop you. I was scared to even launch this podcast, to be honest with you guys. Like, I've been toying with the idea. People have been telling me I need to do it. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. It wasn't until somebody kind of lit a fire under me and was like, okay, we're going to do this. They basically told me I was going to do this. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm going to do this. But once I did it, I even bought a mic, you guys. Like, I bought the microphone and did not crack it open for like 3 weeks. But once I did it, once I finally recorded, I even hesitated on publishing it. Like, I said, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how to edit. I don't know how to do any of this stuff. But once I hit publish, it was like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. It was like, I did it. Now, was it perfect? Go back and listen to that mini episode and you tell me. You shoot me an email and you let me know if that was perfect. I don't think it was. There were so many things that I picked apart with it. But that's okay, because I did it. And now it's like, I want to do it again and again. And so for right now, this is what I'm passionate about. I am passionate about sharing my experiences. I'm passionate about helping to inspire and motivate other people. I am passionate about how I can improve myself. Because you guys, seriously, as I'm talking to you, as I'm sharing with you, I'm also kind of talking to myself. So don't ever think that, you know, I've got it all together, because I don't. Think about it. Why? Also, think about why would I care what other people think? Our validation comes from within, our true validation. Look inside yourself and ask yourself, is this what I'm supposed to be doing right now? And then take those steps. And the crew around you, they'll give you constructive criticism because they love you. But what they're not going to do is poo-poo your whole idea. They're not going to shoot it all down. They're going to give you constructive criticism. They're going to love on you, and they're going to encourage you to keep doing the thing that sets your soul on fire. So it is okay to be a scaredy cat. It is okay to do things scared. It is okay to do things messy. And if you don't take anything else away from this, it is to just do the thing. Take the first step. It is the habit. It is the consistency that is going to get you over, that is going to help you succeed, that is going to help you to do the thing that you were called to do. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Again, please rate, review this episode, subscribe, follow. If you have any questions, if you want to connect with me, I will drop my information in the show notes. I love to hear your feedback, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.